Welcome to Gemara Markings. Today's shiur is Ksubas Daf Tzadi Dalid. Don't forget to click on the Daf option in order to view a marked Daf Gemara for today's shiur. If you are not fully familiar with our Gemara marking system and wish to benefit from its great rewards, it is essential that you study all of the introductory material accessed by clicking on the Learn the System option provided on the sidebar of our homepage and then go to option 2. If you're already partially familiar, you will benefit by clicking on the brief 4-minute introduction that is available here. Being that our system is a visual approach to the Daf Gemara, it is recommended that you print out the marked Daf Gemara before the shiur. If you wish to be in touch with us, we can be reached at gmarkings@gmail.com. Today's shiur will begin 12 lines from the top of Daf Tzadi Dalet. Before we begin the actual shiur, let us glance at the side. We have a nosei, a topic heading, which reads, Shutfim she'echod mehem nichnas ledin vehifsid. Shutfim are partners in business, partners on a piece of property, and one of them went in to litigate against some outsider, and he lost the case. Ha'im shutof hasheni chayov lekabel hatotzois. Is the second one, his partner, obligated to accept the legal defeat? The Gemara. Omar Rav Huna, hani trei achi, utrei shutvi, two brothers or two partners, the is luhudino bahadichad, that they have a case confronted by some outsider. The also chadminai, one of the two brothers, one of the two partners, went bahade ladino, went to litigate against the challenger. Lo, and we have to add, and he lost the case. Lo motzi idoch, the other partner cannot say, lemeimarlei, to say to the first partner that lost the case, at lav bal dvorim didiat, you don't represent me. In other words, literally, that you are not my representative. Ela shlichusei oved, rather, we say that he acted as an agent, an agency, shlichus, as a shaliach, an agent for the other partner. Iklo Rav Nachmon Lusura. Rav Nachmon arrived in the community of Sura, Shailuhi, Ki Hai Gavnamai. They presented a question to him, something like this, where one partner litigates against some challenger for his own benefit and on behalf of his partner. What is the din? Omar Luhu, Rav Nachmon says, Masni Sinhi. The idea of one partner representing or appearing in court when there is another partner as well that's not there, this can be resolved by the Mishnah. Our Mishnah. What does it say in our Mishnah? Well, in our Mishnah we had four women that were collecting their ksuba from their husband's estate, and their ksubas had been at different times. It was the earliest one till the latest one. Harishon Nishbas Lishnia, the first woman to collect, the woman with the earliest date, she, upon collecting the land that was left by the deceased husband, she swears to the second lady that she hadn't received any prior payment. Ushnia Lishlishis, likewise the lady with the second date in it swears to the later lady, the third lady, that she hadn't received any prior payment. Ushlishis Revius, and similarly the third to the fourth. Now, as far as the Mishnah text is concerned, Vilu Rishona Lishlishis Lokotoni, it doesn't say in the Mishnah that the first lady swears to the third lady. My Taima, why does the Mishnah not spell that out? Isn't it of concern to the third lady as well that the first lady who was coming to collect hadn't received any prior collection, especially when we're dealing with an estate with minimal funds? So the fact that the first lady collects will reduce the chances of the third lady getting her full due. So isn't it of importance for the lady who collects first to, in effect, swear to the third lady? So the Gemara says, in fact, that is what's taking place. Lav mishum d'shlichusa avda. Is it not so that the second lady who imposes the vow on the first woman is acting in agency for the other ladies. So we see from here that when you have, let's say, people that are together in a particular effort, and one acts, his action or her action is on behalf of the others as well. The Gemara says, "Mi dami, how can you compare the case of the women imposing vows to the case of two partners, one of whom loses in a court litigation? Hosam, in the case of the Mishnah, shvur li'echod u'shvur l'me'a, the one shvur that the earlier lady takes is applicable to not just one, but it's to one and to 100, just the same. One shvur covers everything. By her one shvur that I did not receive a prior payment from the husband, that is very clear, not just to the immediate succeeding lady, but to all the ladies. Ha-ha, in the case of the shutfin, in the case of the partners where one loses the case, Omar, the second partner, can say, Ilu ano havoy, if I was there, ta'inino tfei, I would have argued better arguments than you argued, so that you cause the loss, and I don't have to bear it. So that the Gemara at this point would appear to be arguing against concluding from the Mishnah that which Rav Nachman wanted to conclude, which would have seemed to be in line with what Rav Huna is ruling. Here the Gemara seems to be saying something else, that one partner doesn't have to be bound by the other with this particular claim, that it's you that caused the loss, I don't have to suffer it. V'lo amoron ela delo ise b'maso. Rashi says, V'lo amoron shiachzir v'yodun. In other words, as we just suggested, that the second partner has a claim that I don't have to be bound by your lost arguments. So this idea that they can have a retrial, this is true only if the second partner was not in town at the time of the litigation. Aval isei b'masa, but if he was in town, he just didn't bother coming, iboyele lemesi, he should have showed up, and if he didn't, so he in fact is granting agency status to the one partner in order to represent him, and would thereby forego his any claims or complaints about the loss of the first partner. Before we continue in the Gemara, we glance at the side with a new topic heading, the Nosei, Eich Machrim B'matzev Shel Shnei Shtoros HaYotzim B'Yom Echad. How do we settle a case of two contracts, two deeds, two documents that appear with the same date in them regarding the same piece of property? Very simply, one field was sold to two people on the same day. So someone is a legitimate owner and the other is not a legitimate owner. How do we settle that? Itmar shnei shtoros hayoytzim biyomecha, two deeds that appear with the same date. Rav Omar Holkim, the way to solve this is by splitting it. Shmuel Omar Shuda Dadaini. Shmuel says, we leave it to the judges to determine whom the seller really wanted to have, to whom the seller wanted to receive the field. So we have a machlokas, Rav and Shmuel, how to settle this kind of doubt. Who is the real receiver? Who's the real owner now? Lema, the Gemara suggests a possible analysis. Lema, Rav Diomar Karebi Meir, Diomar Eide Chasima Karsi. And we continue at the top of Omid Beis, Ushmuel Diomar Karebi Lozer, Diomar Eide Mesira Karsi. This issue of Karsi means who determines the validity, who creates the validity of a particular document. So according to Rabbi Meir, this machlokas appears in the case, in the context of gittin, of divorce documents, and we want to apply this to the case of contracts as well, that the the mainstay of a document, according to Rabbi Meir, are the witnesses that sign the document. They make the document into a current instrument. So if you have two documents where the Edom that signed, the witnesses that signed both documents, they signed them on the same day. So the fact that they signed the two documents on the same day, it shows that one is not concerned about the other coming, having it signed before, because we're talking about a case where hours are not included in the document themselves. They signed it on the same day, so there is no other way to determine, to settle this particular doubt, other than saying split. So once again, that's a function of saying that the element that makes a shtar, makes a contract of a binding nature, is the fact that the two witnesses signed the document. And in this case, you have two witnesses that signed document number one and document number two on the same day. On the top of Amid Beis, we saw Shmuel saying that Shuda Dedaini is the way to settle it. We leave it up to the judge's better judgment, because Shmuel holds like Rebbe Lazar, that says, Eide Mesira Karsi, the witnesses that see the handing over of the document from one to the other, from the seller to the buyer, where that deed is handed over, that is what makes the document into a binding legal element. So if it's the action of handing over, that is something that we can determine, possibly, who did the seller favor more, Mr. 1 or Mr. 2? And the one he favored more was probably the one who to whom he gave it first. The Gemara goes on to say, lo, this analysis is not the explanation between Rav and Shmuel. Rather, de kulei alma k'Rebbe Lazar, everyone, including Rav, will hold like Rebbe Lazar, that eide mesira karsi, it's the witnesses that see the handing over of the document that make it into a current binding legal entity. So what's the point of machlokes? V'hocho v'hocho miflagi. It's in this case, namely, where we don't know who the first one to receive it, how do we settle that? Rav sover chaluk adifa, that when you're in doubt, split. That's the better way of solving a doubtful situation. Ushmuel sover shuda d'daini adifa. The better way of solving a situation of doubt is leaving it up to the judges to analyze and determine through their own analysis who the seller would have preferred to receive the property. The Gemara asks, "Mi motzis mukmis lei l'Rav k'Rebbe Lazar?" Note that we have a long question. Can you really set up Rav as holding like Rebbe Lazar? We just said two lines from the top, the second line from the top, that everyone, including Rav, holds like Rebbe Lazar. Is that really so? V'Amar Rav Yudama Rav. Rav has been quoted as saying, Halacha k'Rebbe Lazar begitin. The halacha follows Rebbe Lazar when it comes to divorce documents. That Eide Mesira Kasi. Ki Amrisa Kamei Dishmuel, Rav Yudah tells us that when he said this over to Shmuel, Amar Af Bishtoros, that we follow Rebbe Lazar not only in the realm of divorce documents, but in the realm of all legal documents. That in order, what is it that makes the document a binding document? The witnesses that see the transfer of it from one to two. Well, if that's Shmuel's opinion, Michlal de Rav Savar Bishtoros Lo, and it would follow suit that Shmuel is the one that added Eide Mesira Karsi to the realm of shtoros, other documents. Rav himself would say no, that only in the realm of divorce documents do we say that eidei mesira karsi. But in the realm of other shtoros, which is our topic, not so that eidei mesira karsi, not so that Rav holds like Reb Elazar. Elo machvarto, it rather is more likely, it appears, that Rav Kerebi Meir, that when we have the doubt who is the real receiver of the field, that Rav goes like Rebbe Meir, Eidei Chasima Karsi, and when it comes to Eidei Chasima, there's no, as Rashi says, there's no Shuda Dedaini with regard to signatures. It's the act of the signing of the document that makes the document into a binding legal instrument. So that it's the signatures don't indicate to us who the seller favored. So, therefore, we don't have any other means other of settling the doubt other than splitting. Shmuel Karebi Elazar. Shmuel says that it's the Eidei Mesira, the witnesses that see the transfer of the deed from one to the other, that make it into a binding document. And when it comes to Shuda, when it comes to that is Eidei Mesira, there we have the means we're entitled to analyze who would the seller have given it to first. And that analysis, that method of determination is called Shuda the Daini. We leave it to the judges to decide who was the one closer to the receiver. As you see, we now have a new marking, triangles that appear in alternating directions. And under the Mivneh, the structural note, we call this the Ma'akav, the attempt to keep track of what stage we're holding by. So the point facing up represent kushyos or questions on Shmuel, and the inverted triangle, tshuvos, responses. So the Gemara raises a question from a Tanaic source, Meisvei. Shnei shtaros hayotzim v'yom echad, cholkin. Here's our case. Two documents representing the same piece of property with the same date in it. Here the Tanaic source says, split the property. That's not what Shmuel said. Tiufta de Shmuel, so is this a refutation from a Tanaic source on Shmuel that said Shuda de Daini? Omar loch Shmuel. Shmuel will tell you, ha money, Rabbi Meir he. This Tanaic source is really authored by Rabbi Meir, who said Eidei Chasima Karsi. When it comes to that, if you say the Eidei Chasima Karsi, so there is no other way of determining who the owner is, and other than and the solution to the doubt is split the field. V'ano the Amri Reb Elazar, Shmuel will tell you, and I rule like the other Tana, like Reb Elazar, that Eidei Mesira Karsi, and therefore there is room for Shuda Dedaini. Well, E. Rabbi Meir, Amos Seifa, if the source that said Holkin is authored by Rabbi Meir, continue reading on in the source. It says, Kosav li echod umosar li acher. Ze shemosar loy kona. If a document was written to one party, and it wasn't given to that party, it wasn't handed, the deed wasn't handed over to them until he wrote the document to a second party and handed it to that deed to the second party, the one who received it, to whom it was handed, is the one that acquires. The E. Rebbe Meir, if the source is authored by Rebbe Meir, my kono, why is the one to whom the shtar was handed the acquirer of the property? Ha'omar Eidei Chasima Karsi. Even without the handing over of the document, only all that makes the document into a document is the signing of the document. That's what Karsi makes it valid. So to suggest that the source, the Seifa of whom we just read, is authored by Rabbi Meir is not reasonable. Therefore, what are we going to do with Shmuel? because we have a source then that's not particularly Rebbe Meir, in the ratio of which it said that when you have two shtaros that are yotzim biyom echad, the method of solving that is through splitting the field. The Gemara responds on in defense of Shmuel, Tanoihi. There's a machlokes tanoim, a Tanaic controversy over this, and it's based on the Tanaic controversy that Shmuel will find a Tanaic source to support his position. The Sanya, the source says, Chachomim Oimrim, Yachloku, V'kan Omru, Mashi Yirza Hasholish Yaseh. The Chachomim say that when you have a state of doubt, so the method of solution is Yachloku, splitting it, and Shmuel doesn't go like that, but what does Shmuel go like? V'kan Omru, that which it's, that which is represented now, that says that what the Sholish was a type of, well, third party that was entrusted with something, and there's a doubt that arose, and the Kan Omru says, this second opinion says, what the Sholish wants to do, what he feels he needs to do, he should do. So what that is what we call Shuda Dain, we leave it up to him to determine. And that it's, and not follow the method of Yachloku. Before we continue further, we have on the side a Mivne, a structural note, where the diamond is featured, and the diamond introduces Shnei Maisim Be'inyin Hachro Ben Shnei Shtoros. Two incidents, two stories, where there's an issue of solving a doubt between two deeds, two shtaros, two contracts that create a doubt. So note on the side of the Gemara text, you'll note that we have two maisa, and we use long markings to show the length of each maisa. The first one continues down till around seven lines from the bottom. The next maisa will then continue till the Mishnah at the top, three lines from the top of Tzadi Heomet Aleph. Ime de Rami Bar Chama, the mother of Rami Bar Chama, we'll soon see that he happens to have a brother, Mar Ukva. So the mother of Rami Bar Chama, Kasvesinu Lenichsa, the Rami Bar Chama Betzafra, in the morning, Tzafra is the morning, she had assigned her properties to Rami Bar Chama, and Leurta, Kasvesinu Lemar Ukva Bar Chama, and in the Urta, in the evening, she wrote the properties over to Mar Ukva. And we don't know to whom she gave the shtar first. Also, Rami Bar Chama, the Kameder of Sheshes. So Rami Bar Chama came to Rav Sheshes to settle the matter. Ukme Benichsa, and Rav Sheshes entitled Rami Bar Chama to be the receiver of the properties. Also, Mar Ukva lekamei de Rav Nachman. Mar Ukva brought the case, his case to Rav Nachman, Ukmei Benichsa, and Rav Nachman entitled Mar Ukva to be the owner of the properties. Also, Rav Sheshes lekamei de Rav Nachman. Now, the two legal decisors meet up with one another. Rav Sheshes comes to Rav Nachman, Amar lei mai taim oved Mar Hochi. After I ruled that Rami Bar Chama should be the owner, why is it that you ruled to the contrary, granting ownership to Mar Ukva? Amar lei umay tamam ovad Mar Hochi. So Rav Nachman asks back to Rav Sheshes, so, and why did you do what you did? Why did you grant it to Rami Bar Chama? Now, you'll notice we have a geometric form, a trapezoid shape. And on the side, we indicate this is Lahavlit Shtei Tshuvos Shel Rav Sheshes Likras Kushyas Rav Nachman. We're going to highlight the two answers Rav Sheshes gives in anticipation. We're going to highlight two answers Rav Sheshes in anticipation of Rav Nachman raising questions. So, Omar Lei, the Kodim, that means that she wrote the shtar to Rami Bar Chama earlier. She wrote it to him in the morning, so that Rav Sheshes felt that he deserves it first. He deserves the properties. Amar le Rav Nachman challenges, Otu Bishalayim Yasvina de Kasvina Shos, are we dwelling in Jerusalem where they write in hours? If they don't write in hours, so the fact that she wrote the shtar up to one before the other is not indicative of priority. Ella Amar, my time of Anochi. So Rav Sheshes asks, okay, if you don't like what I said, so why did you do what you said? Why did you give it to Mar Ukva? Amar le Shuda de Daini. As a result of the Shuda de Daini method of solving doubts, what did Shuda de Daini mean? That the judges evaluate based on that we have to explain that Eide Masira Karsi, the witnesses see the handing over is what makes the document into a binding document, and she, the mother, would have given it, seems to me, says Rav Nachman, that the mother favored Mar Ukva, at least in the context of receiving the property. She was more, she had greater affinity for Mar Ukva, and therefore she gave it to him first. So we said earlier, if when you are of the opinion that Eide Mesiro Karsi, the witnesses that see the physical transfer of the document, that's something that lends itself to determination. You can determine who received it first. And that determination is made through the judges analyzing who was closer to the giver of the property. And then Rav Nachman claims that I think that Mar Ukva was closer to his mother. Omar Lei, Rav Sheshes says, Ano Nami Shuda de Daini. Well, I think that I also go like that. I rule Shuda de Daini, and I think that the mother was closer to Rami Bar Chama. Omar Lei, Rav Nachman expresses his dismay with Rav Sheshes' responses, and he says, Chado, first of all, Dano Daino Umar Lov Dayono. I am a formal judge. I have permission from the Reish Galusa, from the Exilarch, to settle matters, and you don't have that license for judging cases. V'od, and furthermore, may Karolav B'toras Hochi Osis Law. Initially, and that's why we have our markings, the first trapezoid is the first response that Rav Sheshes gave. It wasn't this. You didn't say Shuda Dedaini. You said that it was prepared in the morning. So, therefore, Rav Nachman, as we see at the conclusion of the Gemara, he has two objections to Rav Sheshes' approach. Another story, Hano Tre Shtori De Osu L'Kamei De Rav Yosef, were two deeds to one field. Case came to Rav Yosef, who's going to be the owner of it? Chad Have Kosev B'chamsha B'nisan. One had a date in it, the 5th of Nisan. V'chad Have Kosev Bey B'nisan Stamo. And the other one, the other star had written in it, the month of Nisan. Didn't, without a specific day in it. Ukme Rav Yosef Lahu D'chamsha B'nisan B'nechosim. Rav Yosef assigned ownership of the field to the one whose date was more specific. It said the 5th of Nisan. Amar lei idoch v'ano afsid, the one that had the Nisan stam in it, should he say, well, and I lose out? Amar lei, so Rav Yosef says, at yodoch ala tachtona, your hand is weaker, is on the lower claim. Emo bar choftes b'nisanat, it can be said that you received it on the 29th of Nisan. In other words, that the date in your shtar, it says only Nisan without an official date. It could very well be of the last day of Nisan. Amar lei, v'nichtov li mar. We continue at the top line of Tzadi Helmet Aleph, Tirpa me'iyar ve'elech. Well, I then am requesting that you should write a Tirpa. Tirpa is a special court document, and we've seen this in recent Shiurim, which entitles someone who had property taken away from him to seek legal recourse in collecting, we'll call this later properties. Which means as follows. I have a shtar that says that the field was sold to me in the month of Nisan with a guarantee. What does that mean? That if anything happens to the field, if it's taken away from me, as is the case over here, it was taken away from him and given to the fellow that had a clear date in the 5th of Nisan. One who loses properties in this context is granted recourse, that because he had purchased the property with a guarantee, he's granted recourse to collect from the seller, if the seller has anything left in his possession. And if he doesn't, but has sold properties later after Nisan to others, so this fellow has an earlier claim, because Nisan comes before Iyar, Sivan, Tammuz, etc. So I want a tirpa written, says this fellow, who had the shtar with Nisan Stam in it, entitling me, Iyar Ve'elech, entitling me to collect any properties that the seller might have sold from Iyar onwards, Nisan being the month right before Iyar. So I have a claim, because I bought it with a guarantee in it, I have a claim against any later sales. In other words, I have a lien on all of the seller's properties from Iyar onwards. Amalei, Rav Yosef turns back to this guy and says, "I'm sorry, I can't help you, because Yachli Lemeimarlach, anyone who purchased from the month of Iyar on, when you try to collect from them, they can tell you, At Bar Chad B'Nisan At. You have a shtar that says Nisan in it, but you bought on the first of Nisan. And therefore, the property that was taken away from you and given to the other guy was taken away Shalo Kadin. In other words, you don't have a case against us. If you have a case, you have a case against the other guy. So that you shouldn't, you can't come to claim property from us. My Takate, what should this guy do? He seems to be in a position of ping pong. In other words, the Rav Yosef, on the one hand, doesn't grant him the property. So when he asks for a shtar tirpov, at least from Iyar Ve'elech, Rav Yosef says it's not going to help you, because if you take this shtar to collect from people who bought from Iyar onwards, they're going to say you shouldn't have lost the property in the first place. So don't bother us. So what's the solution for this guy? The Gemara answers, Nichtavu harsho lahadodi. Harsha might be translated as power of attorney. That these two Nisan purchasers would write power of attorney one to the other. And Rashi explains, let's look at Rashi together. He takes you through all the steps. On the third line from the top, Nichtavu Harsha la'adodi, Yevakesh me'es chavera bar chamisha b'Nisan. The fellow who had the Nisan Stam shtar should ask from the other fellow who had the shtar, who has the deed from the 5th of Nisan, v'yimser lo shtaro, and the Nisan Stam fellow should ask, can you give me your 5th of Nisan document, v'yichtav lo harsholov, litrof lukuchos, and Mr. 5th of Nisan would write power of attorney to the other fellow to collect any subsequent purchasers' property. V'him yomrulo, if the subsequent purchasers say, Bar Chad B'Nisanat, why should you collect from us? Your shtar was from the first of Nisan, and they took the field away from you, Shalo Kedin, improperly. So don't bother us. Omer Lohem, so he'll be able to say to them after he hears that, Ani bo litrof bishvil mois shel chamisha b'nisan. I'm coming to collect because the guy that bought with the 5th of Nisan date had a guarantee, and I'm coming on his behalf to collect from you. Sherei lishneinu mochra b'achrayis, he sold the same field to the both of us with a guarantee. V'ani bo b'harsha aleichem mikochon, I'm coming with the power of attorney that I received from him to collect from you. Yomrulo, Hu Kodam, Vat Bar Choftes Ben Isan Isa, and if they tell him, well, he came first. What do you mean you're coming on his behalf? He has no claim against us. He received the field rightfully so, and you have the later claim, and therefore how can you come on his behalf? Omer Lahem. So he says, then Anibo Machmas Atzmi, I'm coming because of myself. You're saying that I'm from the 29th of Nisan. Well, the 29th of Nisan nevertheless is before you guys came, who bought after the month of Nisan altogether. So I, being that I bought it with a guarantee, and you, being that you purchased the lands after me, and your admission that Mr. 5th of Nisan is the full owner of the land, and I can't own it, so therefore, you have to compensate me. Before we conclude, let us remind you that if you wish to be in touch with us in order to access marked Gemaras, we can be reached at gmarkings@gmail.com. With that, we conclude our shiur for today.